And now it's time for StoryCorps Orlando. Spouses Cindy Levine and Chris Levine talk about being a married couple with different political views. They discuss their family backgrounds, the current political climate, and life experiences that defined their points of view.
So, Chris, I have a question to start us off. You mentioned that we've been married for 45 years, but how long have we been together?
Well, we've been together since your sophomore year and my junior year of high school, which was 1970. Our first date was October 25th, 1970. We went to a football game. My mother drove us to the game, also drove us to dinner afterwards, also drove us home, and I got my first kiss.
That was such an easy date. But do you remember when we were dating? For a while, after a while, I noticed that we didn't have a lot in common, and I mentioned that. I kind of said, you know, we really don't have a lot in common. How did you react?
Oh, I was shocked. I mean, this was the first girl I ever dated, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is wonderful. We really get along. We have a lot in common. And then you threw that bomb out there, and
surprise.
Oh, my. I was shocked. We have opposite views, but we respect each other's views. And, I mean, being together 48 years, married for 45, love definitely trumps all, no pun intended, but love trumps hate and political beliefs. You just learn to accept what your mate says and feels, and if it's different, so what? They had a different background. Something along the earlier part of their life made them feel that way. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing he or she can do about it. It's the way it is, and you continue loving that person.
But you know, I think we've also influenced each other, and I think because we do talk about certain issues, we do share our emotions and our feelings, that you've actually changed my mind on some issues, and hopefully I've changed your mind on some issues.
Yeah, you have. We've if you look at it as a linear perspective, you've brought me farther left and I've brought you farther right, so we're both kind of like right in the middle.
I kind of like that description. So what do you think about just doing away with this nonsense with the parties, you know, and these differences of opinions like that? Why can't we just have one party and get down to just honest voting?
It's a great idea, but maybe hundreds of years from now, it'll happen. And when we're reincarnated as a donkey or an elephant.
I look forward to that. I want to be the donkey.
Oh, the thing I love most about you is your love for animals, your love for nature, your companionship. And the fact that you love me. And just the aura about you is just so awesome.
You know what I love about you? I love your steadiness. I've always described you to other people as my golden retriever because I'm that yappy little terrier running down the road. I love how you make me feel safe and secure and protected. And you're there every moment that I need you. And I can depend on you. I love you very much, Chris.
I love you.
Cindy and Chris Levine from the StoryCorps Mobile Booth in Orlando. Produced locally by Juan Gualda at WMFE. For details and more stories, visit WMFE.org.